You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Nicola Willis recently took over responsibility for grocery regulation after recently appointed Consumer Affairs Minister Scott Simpson identified a conflict of interest. Willis says she is interested in introducing a competitor to the New Zealand supermarket duopoly, though whether this competitor will come from overseas or internally remains to be seen. Also in politics this past week are US President Donald Trump's tariffs, which have had massive economic impact in the US and internationally. While New Zealand is minimally affected by the tariffs, our economy only recently exited a recession, so we may be in a position of vulnerability to further economic instability. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, beginning with plans to address the supermarket duopoly. The government is looking into plans to break up or interrupt the supermarket duopoly. I guess, what are these plans and what's the timeline looking like on their implementation?
Yeah, so the government is taking strong action to drive down grocery prices for Kiwi families and to help ease the cost of living. New Zealand globally has some of the highest grocery prices. And at the moment, we only have two major supermarket chains, Foodstuffs and Woolworths, who pretty much dominate the entire market. So Cabinet's agreed to begin formal engagement with experts and businesses, ensuring our efforts to promote more supermarket competition can be as effective as possible, which ultimately will mean better outcomes for Kiwi families and helping to ease the cost of living. In the mid of 2025, once the Minister of Economic Growth has considered the evidence coming in and the Commission's work, she will take further recommendations to Cabinet.
We've seen in other countries some of the methods to address duopolies have been introducing competitors with local companies supported or international companies brought in, or sometimes the government providing a publicly owned supermarket chain. Are these the kind of options that the government is looking at?
Yeah, plenty of options on the table. We wouldn't be looking at having a publicly owned government-run supermarket, so that's not on the table, but the government is keen to engage with potential entrants such as Costco, the warehouse, international retailers like Coles and Aldi, investment groups, iwi organisations and current supermarket operators as well. We really want to drive competition in the supermarket market so that ultimately Kiwi families can have a lower cost of purchasing their groceries at the supermarket.
As you mentioned earlier, Economic Growth Minister Nicola Willis has been looking at some potential solutions to the duopoly, bringing up regulation or addressing the supermarket duopoly through increased regulation on them and reducing regulation on competitors. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, so the Minister has been seeking information from a range of potential investors on what it would take for one or more new grocery retailers to enter the market on a national scale, or for existing competitors to grow to a sufficient size to materially increase competition. So she's wanting to know what regulatory and commercial barriers are competing, are potentially stopping new entrants from entering the market, and what could government potentially do to look around those barriers and make some changes if necessary.
And if we're looking at, I guess, regulation to address the supermarket duopoly, would the government also be open to looking at regulation? I mean, we've seen, obviously, the price of groceries, as you mentioned, higher than some other countries or most other countries internationally. We've also seen some unaffordability in the housing market. Would the government be open to regulation there, I guess, to address unaffordability issues?
We haven't talked at this stage around making changes in the regulatory side to housing. We are making significant changes. You will have just seen in the last week around our granny flats announcement, which will allow people to build houses up to granny flats up to the size of 70 square metres without needing to go and get the necessary resource consent from their council. And so we're trying to make things like that easier so that we can increase the housing supply in New Zealand, which will help drive down the costs as well. But ultimately, we're making some pragmatic changes such as that. We're making changes around the RMA, which has become incredibly difficult in this country. And so we're making those changes rather than, say, the regulatory changes you've specifically mentioned to housing.
Next, I wanted to talk about the New Zealand economy as it relates to the recent action in the United States. As a country just recently exiting a recession, is the news of, I guess, economic turmoil and instability worrying?
Yeah, so we've been clear New Zealand's interests are best served in a world where trade flows freely. Tariffs have consequences for the global economy. They impact inflation, demand, currency stability and economic growth. And the tariffs will have an impact on New Zealand exporters into the US. But it's important to note that the 10% was the lowest applied rate. And there are many other countries around the world that are experiencing higher tariff rates than New Zealand. We have multiple strong trading relations around the world. The high-quality safety exports that we send are in high demand, and we definitely have confidence that New Zealand will continue to do well.
You mentioned that New Zealand is affected by the baseline 10% tariff. Do we know yet what kind of effect this will have on our economy?
We are still working that through at the moment. I know the Minister of Economic Growth, right at this moment that I'm speaking to you, Castor, is actually giving a media stand-up in Parliament, talking about economic growth and some of the wider implications that these tariffs will have. So I'm sure you'll have more to say on that once you've seen her stand up and what she said in that too.
And then will the activity that we've seen in the markets and in US politics more broadly impact plans around cooperation with the US, I guess, moving forward with things like AUKUS Pillar 2 or other foreign policy issues?
No, I don't think that will have a flow-on effect into our other arrangements with the US. New Zealand and the US have a strong working relationship. This 10% tariff won't impact that at all, but we will continue to serve and look to see what's in New Zealand's best interests, of course, but also working with our trading partners across the world, because ultimately we've got a really ambitious goal of doubling our exports by value in the next 10 years, and so we want to be out in the market, out in the world, putting New Zealand on the map and saying to people, we want to trade and we really want to boost our exports by double over the next 10 years.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about plans to address the supermarket duopoly and the New Zealand impact of Donald Trump's tariffs.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.